ministry, right? We've listened to our favorite songs and musicians. How many of you have been to a concert? We've sang protest and praise songs. We have played music, we have sung music, we have danced to music. Music gives us access to shared experience no matter what our age, our abilities, anything. We are brought together with music. And we put together a little snippet of some of those songs that throughout history may have brought us together. So let's listen to some. Place of belonging with others. Yes.
We are the world.
We are the world.
On Wisconsin.
We shall overcome.
Beethoven's Ninth Symphony and the Ode to Joy.
Yes. Yeah. Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, Ode to Joy.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
The wheels on the back.
So we.
El Shaddai.
I know the song, I just didn't know how to pronounce it yet.
John Lennon Imagine.
Circle Be Unbroken.
So we have all of these songs that we have heard throughout our lives, through different spaces, that have brought us together, that have formed cohesive bonds with each other. When I was young, music played an important part in defining where I belonged. I played the flute in the high school band, so I knew I belonged in the band. The practicing and performing brought us together in the same place at the same time, what Vern was talking about earlier in the Joys and Sorrows candles. You felt that belonging. You knew where you belonged when you were on that field together and you practiced together and you worked hard. You knew you belonged there. When my boyfriend, now husband, sent me a note with the song lyrics, "Never Gonna Give You Up" by Rick Astley.
No. Yes, Rick Roll.
Is this before Rick Roll? I knew where my heart belonged, right? When my children were born and I would rock them to sleep and I would sing them lullabies as I was rocking them, each of them had a distinct song that came to me as I was rocking them. When I was on stage in the Unitarian Universalist Service of the Living Tradition, when I had just received preliminary fellowship as a minister, and the hymn, "Life Calls Us On," was brought forward for the first time in any service, because it was just written, when that was sung on that stage, I knew where my ministry belonged. And when we sang that same song at my installation with all of you, I knew I was home in that ministry. Music has reinforced the places where we belong, and it has eased my soul when I have been afraid. When my family encountered a bear on a hike, music helped us overcome the fear of trying to get back to our car. We sang church hymns all the way back to the car, and the bear eased its way this way, and we eased our way this way to the car. And I don't know if the bear kept hanging around because he liked the music, but he kept moving along. When I joined a group of fellow clergy and lay people who wanted to place water in the Arizona desert, we sang songs that brought us together and helped fuel our actions, especially when we were encountering border patrol agents as well as Land Bureau agents. When we were having to turn over paperwork, we would sing, and that would hold us together. Whether it be a national anthem, a school fight song, or a church hymn, we can identify in our lives where music has reinforced our social connections to each other. And it's not necessarily through singing. They can also happen when we listen to music, when we sway to music, when we dance to music. All of these reinforce that. And we know this through our experiences and through research about our experiences. According to an article by Jill Suddy, a psychologist, there are four ways music strengthens our social bonds. One, music increases our contact, coordination, and cooperation with the others. Did we see that this morning during the time for all ages? We had to coordinate, we had to cooperate, and in some places we had to contact with each other, right? Whether it be eye contact or helping others with the music. We've come together each Sunday when we sing hymns. We require each other to listen and harmonize with each other. We clap together. Our musicians think we need to clap on, what, 2 and 4? And we clap on 1 and 3, typically. At the end of our services, what do? We join hands and sing a song, right? And believe me, if you mess with that too much, people get grumpy. The second way music boosts our social bonds is through oxytocin. We get a rush of oxytocin, as well as these neurotransmitters that fire, that want to bring us together. We've shared this experience. We're happy. We're excited. We are mourning. We are in sorrow. All of those bring together and make us feel like we are not alone. So our brain helps us out. Three, it increases our empathy towards each other. How many times have you listened to a song or heard a song or sung a song, and all of a sudden your heart opens up and tears are flowing? You're connecting. Or if you're listening to a piece, whether it be Beethoven's Ninth Symphony or some other song, your fight song, and you're wondering, okay, why did that person write that music that way? one of the things that they found in the research is when people listen to human created music and computer created music, there was a difference in how they connected to that, even though they didn't know one was human and one was computer. And it was subtle in how they sounded. We also experience it according to like what songs we listen to. When you sing Lean on Me, how empathetic are you? You're pretty like, if you're in a place where you need to lean on somebody, that just touches you and brings you home, right? Or Comfort Me, all of those songs. The fourth way is it increases our cultural cohesion. There is evident in music we surround ourselves with and the values that we have equated with them that they bring us together. So we sing the songs we sing within these walls because we share the same values. And it might stand out to you more when you have been someplace when a song has been sung that does not fit with your values. Has that ever happened? And how that dissonance happens with your soul and your heart, and you think, oh, that just doesn't feel right. So we know that feeling. But think about it on the other side. When you come together and you're singing with people that have the same values and the same cares and the same understandings as you, and you bring that all together. Music has solidified bonds with groups of people throughout history for both positive and negative. So we've had music that has helped us fight against slavery and promoted freedom. But music was also used to promote Hitler's agenda through Wagner. So we have to be mindful of the values that we are trying to create when we create music. I want you to turn, and yes, this is an interactive service. I know, but I can't do all the work. I want you to turn to each other and I want you to share what's a song, what's a musical experience that you've had where you felt like you belonged? Go. Reminds us we belong. Isn't that a beautiful concept? Isn't that beautiful? As our wisdom reminds us, they can be heard as songs of love or of longing, songs of encouragement or of comfort, songs of struggle or of security, but most of all, they are the songs of life, giving testimony to what has been, giving praise for all we're given, giving hope for all we strive for, giving voice to the great mystery that carries each of us in and out of this world. What if we imagine for a moment that each of our songs are like those slap happy choruses from our opening words, and that each song has a place in the world, just like we do. And no matter how it sounds, each of our songs create together a harmony of beauty, love, and inspiration. And when that larger harmony is created, we find a pathway to healing ourselves, our communities, and our earth. May we weave our harmonies together, not just within these walls, but let's take them outside. Let's weave them into our communities. Let's weave them into our work with others. May it be so. Amen. Please rise in body or spirit for our